There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
For multiple bonus shows per week and access to our full podcast archive featuring in-depth interviews, movie commentaries, and live shows, please check out the Steel Wars Patreon podcast feed. The Content Club level is just $3 a month and is chock full of Star Wars fun and really helps the ongoing production of the show. All the bonus shows download into your podcast app like any other show. Give a month a try at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Link is in this episode's show notes. And if you do, hit us up for a question for the weekly Patreon Q&A. And now, on with the show. I really hope you enjoy it. Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And welcome to our Chicago Celebration 2019 blog pods, where you guys will follow me around the convention doing whatever I'm doing. Whoever we bump into, the interviews we do, the panels we visit, the merchandise we purchase, I will bring you along for the ride for a virtual hangout with me. And trust me, we are going to have a ball. It is currently about 1 PM on the Thursday, and I had a bit of a sleep in because last night the celebration started a dash early, which was a very fun thing. I should point out that the convention only just opens now, so I'm not missing half a day of celebration. I'm just about to walk over and go in. So don't worry about that, you guys. But, oh man, it was, I'm already overjoyed with it all. Like seeing, like it ended up a huge group of fans descended upon Horst Burkhardt's haunted hotel. Bar. Apparently this hotel's haunted. Horst is very worried about it. And it was moving, I have to say, to see all these people from around the world, like tons of people from Australia that I've always, you know, known as, you know, as Star Wars fans and they listen to the podcast and we go to the live podcast together and the premieres and stuff in Australia, they've all trekked over to America and they've made all these friends with like the American podcasters I know and they've never met. And to see like Catherine Neen meet Brittany Brown for the first time in the flesh and the tears and oh, it's just what it's about. It's I also want to see that trailer as well. So as much as you know, it's all about friends and all that, but I do want to see the trailer as well. So a bit of balance, a bit of balance. Hey, I'm just being honest with you guys. But yeah, there was like just tons of different podcasters there and podcast listeners and just general Star Wars fans. Raymond, that you would remember from our Hong Kong episode. I went to Hong Kong for a couple of days and Raymond showed me around town and we became great friends in a day. He just walks into the bar, unannounced, sits next to me, he's goes, hey, what are you doing? And I'm just like, dude, where's the love? And he goes, He's so funny. So I'm going to have to grab him on the podcast to grill him about how he totally no-sold. I was so emotional to see him again. I've only seen him once in my life. And he did not care. The best. But the vibes are high. No panels today. It's just shopping and looking around, which is super fun, nice and relaxing. I like that. And then tomorrow, just across the road from my hotel, is the giant arena where they will release, presumably, it has to be, the title of the film, a trailer from the film. And I cannot wait. Star Wars Episode 9. This is the best. This is Star Wars Celebration. Let's do it. All right, you guys, it's 3:15. We are in the upper food court. It's like the cloud city of little snack treats here. And we are here with our good buddy. What would be a Star Wars Celebration? What would be a convention blog pod without the Star Wars Underworld's own? The Canadian finest. My maple buddy. My Canuck pal. I was going to go with a C word that was not going to go down well.
Yeah, there would have been a real nice bleep right there.
Bet it is Dom. How are you doing, Dominic Jones?
I'm doing great. That celebration, what could possibly go wrong?
Not much, not much.
Yeah.
It's working. So you guys have got a little booth.
Yep.
How's it been?
Yep, it's been good. We've been handing out buttons.
Whoop. Handing out buttons, handing out trading cards, you know, all that fun stuff, and just trying to get people to come to our live show on Monday at 3:00.
Nice. Am I invited to that? Can I come?
Absolutely.
Hey, what's going on? We're podcasting. Who's this?
My name is Alex.
Where are you from, Alex?
Originally from Argentina, but I'm from West Palm.
Okay, nice, nice. What?
I'm the madman that proposed to my wife in front of Mark Hamill at last celebration.
Oh, nice. And is this your wife?
This is my wife, Amanda.
Nice. Hey, Amanda. What? How? So, run me through this proposal.
Okay. Well, we walked into the photo op with Mark Hamill, and my fiancé, soon-to-be fiancé, talked to him and was kind of like, I hope, you know, I love you. Thank you for everything. I hope you don't mind what I'm about to do. And then he got on his knee, and Mark was surprised, and his daughter took a bunch of pictures and videos, and
I'm about to cry.
That's awesome. That's really sweet.
And did you, was there any hesitation?
Not at all. Not at all. None whatsoever.
Wow, in front of Mark Hamill. So is he going to, like, be the celebrant at the wedding?
Oh, well, we already got married on May 4th, and it's going to be our second year anniversary soon.
Nice. So do you have any photo ops this convention?
We do. We have one with Warwick Davis.
We did. We have Warwick Davis, and I think that's about it for now. But no more engagements.
It's going to happen.
I don't know. You're in front of Warwick Davis. He's little. Could there be another announcement, maybe from you?
No Ewoks.
Little Walkley.
No Ewoks. No.
Ewoks.
No.
I've got a little surprise for you.
No.
Well, I love your Leia Endor cosplay. It is awesome. It's one of my favorite costumes.
Yes, thank you.
And I'm not sure. You're just dressed as guy that proposed to his wife in front of Mark Hamill.
Han's out, smuggling a bow. He'll come out the rest of this weekend. Don't worry.
Oh, nice. So you're going for a Han and Leia vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Which, actually, when I proposed to her, we were cosplaying as Han and Leia, too. So it worked out pretty good.
You guys are too cute. Have a great celebration. It was so nice to bump into you guys.
Yeah, you too.
And congratulations on the forthcoming Walkling. Oh, that's how you podcast,
yeah,
Dom.
That's how you do it. You just start walking with a microphone and people grab you.
Let's talk rumors, buddy.
Okay.
Let's talk rumors. I assume by the time people have heard this.
Yeah,
there's actually no way. By the time people will have heard this, we will know the episode 9 title.
Yeah.
But Will of the Force is going around.
It's going around. It's an interesting choice. Other than Rogue One, there hasn't been a title in these Disney Star Wars movies that's really grabbed me. Like, Force Awakens was good.
The Last Jedi?
I don't like Last Jedi as a title.
You're kidding.
No.
That was my just like, when I was little, if someone had told me in 30 years' time there's going to be a Star Wars film called The Last Jedi, I'd be like, Oh my god.
That's a fair point. I don't know. For whenever it came out, I was just sort of like, yeah, not doing it for me.
So I should say, I'll point a mind picture. Hey, we're walking around all the booths now, and we're just surrounded by vintage toys and
yeah.
Oh my god, there's
old art.
See, this is, I'm against this.
What?
This prop store harvesting Ewok fur, selling it. Boo! Boo! Don't sell Ewok fur. Boo!
But one of those dudes gave you the dirtiest look. I don't think you got the joke.
Oh my god. Few do. Let's be honest.
Well, you know.
Pardon me. Thanks.
Sorry.
Yeah, Will of the Force. Out of all the ones I've heard theorized,
yeah,
that is my favorite. Because
it's okay.
It doesn't say what it means.
Sure.
Which I think is important.
Sure, yeah. It's not Revenge of the Resistance or something.
Oh, yeah. Like the Resistance Rises or all that.
Yeah.
It just sounds like the 17th book in the Yuzong Vong saga or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like so labored.
Sure, sure.
That's I was telling Chris before, I think, you know, they didn't call Die Hard Man Stuck in a Building. They called it Die Hard because it had sizzle.
You
got to sizzle the flick.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think it's too similar to The Force Awakens?
No.
Okay.
But,
part of the thing that I didn't like about Last Jedi is I thought it was too similar to Return of the Jedi. Just because it's got the same word in there. But, yeah, well, I think it's an okay title. The one that people were sort of theorizing that I liked was Spark of Hope. I thought that one was okay.
Nah. A bit soft.
All right.
It's just like, it's sort of like, oh, we're just taking things that have been said in the movie and we're gluing them together.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
All right, well, it's exciting times.
Yeah.
Oh, where are you for the panel?
I'm in the overflow room. So, oh well. What are you going to do? Like, when I first saw it, I was a little bit disappointed. But then I started hearing about people who didn't get in at all.
Yeah.
And just sort of was like, you know, stop looking a gift horse in the mouth. Just going to... The way I see it is, like, the panel itself, watching it on the screen, might not be as exciting as being in the room. But watching the trailer will be just as good. Because it's, you know,
a guy just walked past cosplaying as Sal Perales.
Yeah. That's actually my friend Kareem, and at a Toronto Comic Con, he was dressed as a boss, and he says, "I need to do the pose that Sal always does."
As I was just saying, there's a guy that just walked past cosplaying as Sal Perales.
Ah, yes. All right. Okay. I have a story about that, which I think you may have already just told.
Yeah, I think I might have just told it. Stole your thunder.
Yeah. I love to thank Dominic because I see Sal Perales and Steel Wars. I'm a huge fan. I have your Snoke Theory stickers.
Ah, thanks.
And Luke is missing. Where is he? On my water bottle. Anyways, so I see Sal popping up everywhere, and I said, "How does he do it?" And Dominic told me, he's like, "Well, two pieces of advice: cosplay and do bleep stuff, do crazy stuff."
Yeah.
karate.
Yeah. So. In his footsteps.
Nice. And what was your name, sorry?
Kareem. I'm Kareem.
And you're from?
Order 416 from Toronto.
Nice. Very cool. And Quinlan Voss, for everyone that's wondering. But I just see it as, that's Sal Perales, the Jedi.
If you do see Sal, send him to our booth. Order
416. Sal's back in California.
Oh, too bad. Okay.
So you can be our fill-in Sal.
Yeah.
Gladly. Hey, if there's a megapod. And
a mega chair. Oh, I'm not ready to think about Megapod.
You were the best part of it. I'm away from you. Reeling people in. I could probably say that on the microphone.
Yeah.
It was a little crazy. I heard some angles were... The mic was acting like a bottle.
Yeah, man.
All right, cheers. This is a good seg.
Yeah, yeah.
Bye, Dom.
Bye.
All right, you guys, it's 3:40. I'm hanging out the front of the Star Wars Underworld booth, which is a cool place to catch up with podcast people. And I've just bumped into, from all the way from Perth, Jacob Lane, Perth, Australia. How many hours is that?
It was a 28-hour flight here. So...
Have you thought about... you have to have spent the most time traveling here, unless you drove across America.
I didn't drive, no, but yeah, I lost all of Wednesday.
Wednesday's gone, but you get... No. Do you get a day back?
No, sorry, on the way back home, I lose Wednesday. On the way here, I did Wednesday twice.
Who cares about Wednesday?
I know, right? Middle of the week.
It's the most boring day of the week, some would say. So, 28 hours, I feel like you should have done well in the lottery. Just karma-wise, how did you do?
I did. I am going to the Episode 9 panel.
Nice.
Which I found out while I was on the plane, so I was very stoked about that.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'll be going to the Mandalorian one.
What? So. At what hour of the trip did you find out?
It was... Oh. I did two legs, so I did...
I just have to stop you. A blue snaggletooth cosplay just walked past. I'm very excited. That was awesome. They've already gone, but... I just like to describe things for people listening. But,
yeah, that's fair enough.
But we... Blue Snaggletooth cosplay. That's pretty good.
That's what you're missing out on here.
Well, that's lucky you had Wi-Fi on the plane.
Yeah, I got an hour of free Wi-Fi, and...
And it was worth it.
Absolutely, it was.
Sweet. So, is that like your... What are you looking forward to most about the whole celebration?
Probably Episode 9. I've been avoiding all of, the leaks and the alleged news about it, and I just... I'm so hyped. I loved The Last Jedi. I loved Force Awakens, and it just... Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of love, I'm not sure if you can see that over there, but I really want... That
Ewok? Oh, the wicket?
Yeah, it's like a 4 foot high... I think it was like a raffle prize, maybe like 15 years ago or something, but it's a 4 foot tall, plush Ewok. My son, who's 6 months old, doesn't know he really wants it, but...
Yeah, but he does. Yeah.
He really wants it.
In 15 years, he'll really appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's what a 15-year-old boy wants.
That's what I wanted when I was 15. A giant Ewok.
I'm not going to go into that. I'm going to leave that. But there's a lot I could do with it. All right. Well, I'm so glad that after such an arduous journey to get here that you got the panel.
Thank you.
And if you catch us later on afterwards, come say hey and we'll get your reaction to it.
I will. I will track you down again afterwards.
Nice, man. Well, enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks. I will.
Oh, do you have a Twitter or something? You just told me you don't use Twitter.
That is true. Twitter is for suckers.
All right. Well,
it's too hard to use.
I'm just going to keep sucking. At Steel Wars, everyone. All right. We're out.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Alrighty, you guys, it's 4:56, but we can round up to 5, all right? How about we find that? But we are on the concourse at Star Wars Celebration, and I've just bumped into Becky. How are you doing?
Very good.
And alias Ayla Secura?
Yep, that's
okay,
the one.
Okay, nice. Well, so I feel like I'm standing next to a very lean Jedi Smurf right now. Is that reference work in America?
Yeah, just about.
Know. Okay, cool. Where are you from?
London.
London, yes, of course. And so you said you saw me at Star Wars at Comic-Con?
Yes.
Oh, so you're a pretty... You travel out here a fair bit.
Yeah, well, I did last year. I mean, my first time cosplaying was at San Diego last year.
What were you cosplaying then?
I was Rey.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
So I was running after you, and then I caught my tabard on a table and was just like, oh, damn it.
Oh, no. That's so weird, because I'm normally the one running after Rey cosplayers. I always want to get photos with Rey. So we're in front of this big mural.
Yeah.
Right? So this is one of my favorite things in Star Wars merchandise, is when they blend in all the different parts of the saga.
Yeah.
What? So we've got from Phantom Menace, we've got Rebels are in there, Solo's in there, and it all just bleeds in until this blacked out bit of Episode 9. What do you think's behind that black bit of material?
Oh, God. I mean, maybe it's just Reylo and we're all going to have a fit tomorrow.
Imagine if it did come down. And
if it was that Empire Strikes Back poster, except instead of Han and Leia, it was Reylo, I would probably just expire of happiness on the spot.
Yes. Or even like that same, to make it more creepy, just a re-Photoshop of Leia kissing Luke on the bed at Hoth.
I would probably just walk by with my eyes averted for the rest of the con.
What's your favourite part of the whole mural?
Oh, just anything to do with The Last Jedi.
Okay.
That just makes me happy.
So, probably The Last Jedi bit.
Yep. Yep, Luke with his lovely sort of bouffant there. It's all great.
It's all good. Is Phasma in The Last Jedi bit or The Force Awakens bit? I think she's having both.
Yeah, I think she's rocking both.
Okay, so
it'll be interesting if she's in the episode 9, but...
Yeah, I don't want to be mean, but I'm done with Phasma.
She's had a sucker's death, you know, a bit too much.
It's like, I can't have her just, like, be Kenny from South Park.
I'll be honest, I like Boba, but I'm kind of done with him as well. Like, once you've had the chump's death, just stay dead.
Oh, his death is so under-criticised. Like, do you know Inspector Gadget?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just like him. He doesn't know how to use anything on his whole thing. He should have... But I guess it's his dad's fault, you know?
Yeah.
If his dad stuck around, he could have taught him how to use the jetpack, all that good stuff.
I must admit, I had books of the Django Boba photo op today, and they cancelled because Tamara Morrison had to drop out. I was very upset, because with this outfit, I was like, yes, Clone Wars realness.
Oh, that is... I feel so bad for you.
I know, heartbreaking.
And it's ironic that a guy that was cloned couldn't be there.
I know, there's too few clones.
CGI him in. So did you get a different photo op instead? Or?
No, well, I do have Ian McDiarmid and Peter Mayhew on Monday, so
nice.
I'm excited for that.
Very cool. And are you going in full cosplay?
I'm doing the classic Leia with the buns for the first time.
Awesome. That's so cool. And how did you go for panels and that sort of stuff?
In terms of the lottery?
Yeah.
No, episode 9, tragically. But we're going to go and watch it at the main bit there. But we did get The Mandalorian and The Phantom Menace.
Okay, so that's awesome.
That'll be really fun.
That is nice. And it seems like you're taking your lack of episode 9 well.
Well, last time we camped out overnight for The Last Jedi panel for 16 hours, and it ruined our Friday. I mean, it was brilliant, but it ruined our Friday. So I'm glad they did the lottery, even if we didn't get it.
Yeah, and it's just... It's so cold here. Like,
I was freezing when I slept out overnight.
Yeah, but like, that's what I mean. If we were in a big warehouse or car park, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be healthy. I think I would look your colour.
I think I was this colour last time because we didn't realise we'd camp out. So what we had, we were topping and tailing like the grandparents and Charlie in the Chocolate Factory with like one hotel blanket between four of us. Was not good.
That's a bad visual image for me because Charlie in the Chocolate Factory was the thing that taught me about bedpans, old people having bedpans. So,
no, we didn't. They were loose. It was inside the convention center.
Okay, good.
I had to leave you hanging there for a second.
Thank you for answering the question I wasn't brave enough to ask. So, is there an easy way to get off all that blue?
You've got to use, so this is alcohol based, which sticks on pretty well, but you've got to use something oil based to get it off. So I basically slather myself in coconut oil, stand there for 15 minutes looking like a nut job, and then scrub.
Okay. Is it like the opening scene of Gattaca?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly like that.
Well, your paint, your blue paint, it's got a lot in common with my sweat at the moment because it's heavily alcohol based.
Mine this evening as well.
Big last night. Well, it was so nice to bump
you
into
too.
You
too. I was so excited. I mean, I ran over like a crazy blue fangirl.
That was the weird thing because I was like, oh my God, is it... Like, I was sort of fanning out that like a Jedi was coming up towards me. So, yeah, it's a win-win.
Exactly.
But have a great show.
Thanks
and I'll see
so
you
much.
Around.
You too.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
You too.
Cheers. All right, you guys, it's 5:35, and he's just walked in. He's just bear-hugged me from behind. Introduce yourself.
Yo! What is up, Steel Wars? It's Johnny Grasso, man. How are you? How's it going, man? Dude, I love you. I see this guy. I give him a big hug, because, like, you know, there's a lot of friends in fandom, and then there's a lot of, like, he's cool, but, like, I literally love this man. First thing he does, I'm going to get my recorder.
Don't you think...
Oh, shout out to Chris Fresh, Jonesy, Mitch. What's up, Lady J? Lady J?
Oh, that's not that's not for this podcast, trust me. It's so weird, like, looking at your head and having your voice come out. Like, it's too... The voice is so iconic. The face is so iconic.
Thank you.
Together, it's just magic. We've got Emily. Emily, grab the mic for a second.
Hi.
How are you dealing in the presence of Jonathan Grasso?
It's overwhelming. I feel honored and blessed just to see his lovely face. Although I'm really sad by how short his hair is.
It's so blonde.
Corporate in the sun and sun in. I had some help.
Oh my God! There's blue people. I don't know those costumes.
Chiss.
Yeah, I know the chiss, but I didn't, like, they look like the chiss going to a ball.
It's Chiss Dracula.
Grasso.
Yeah.
What's going on? What's your big plans for the weekend?
Well, I just got some good news that I did get in to the Episode 9 panel, the Mando panel, and the Galaxy's Edge panel. I had to wait in line for 3 hours for them to unmess up the email situation. But it was a good 2 hours because I'm in and now I don't care and I'm seeing my friends.
Whereabouts, is there a line, like a booth at Celebration that you go to for unmess ups?
Oh my God, downstairs.
Where's the unmess up booth?
It's called customer service at the Marquee, and I asked two people and they were like, that's not in this hotel. And I'm like, not helping me. But I found it because I just looked for the long line of people who were miserable and cursing with the thought bubbles, with all the Looney Tunes cartoon anvils were falling out of the sky. And I was like, that's where I need to be because I have a complaint. But it worked out. So cheers. Cheers to Star Wars Celebration. Grow ticks as of now.
Nice. I actually got a confirmation today that I get to buy a Hasbro figure. So there we go.
Lucky son of a gun.
Nice. Do you need some? I don't know how many you can buy. I only just want one. I just want the Darth Maul. So
yeah, one of each would be great for me. But I haven't gotten my no email yet. I got my no Funko. That was sad. I got my no Lego, which sucks because I have a little dude in my life who would have loved it. But the no's were rolling. But I got my yes for 9.
Yes for 9.
Yes for 9.
Feeling fine. Yes for 9. Let's celebrate Star Wars. Let's go get some itty bitties.
Okay. Yes. Let's go to itty bitties.
Okay. Nice.
All right, awesome.
All right, you guys, it's 6:10, and I'm here with the bad motivated Dallas Wood. Hey, Dallas, how you doing?
How are you, sir?
Now, we are above the convention on this upper level, the only place you can buy coffee in the entire giant hall, and we had to stop and record a podcast because in our midst, down in the autograph area, signing autographs, is Tally.
I'm just beside myself.
I'm beside you.
You are totally beside
me. You're confusing me with you. I'm the person beside you. You're in you.
This is true.
Okay. But this guy getting an autograph is in the way.
Would you move, sir?
Out of the way. I want to see Tally.
I appreciate your broad shoulders, but you're blocking Tally.
Oh, my God. Out of the way of Tally.
He's literally blocking her completely.
Come on.
What is he, 6'8"?
It's like I'm getting censored.
Is that Simba Timo?
Yes.
Oh, there she is.
There she is.
Oh, wow. Her hair is slightly lighter than in the film.
It's not for me to judge.
It looks great.
When I look at hair, I don't see color.
Your equal opportunity
color
hair person.
All right. I think... I wonder how close we can get to Tally. Let's see.
You see this gentleman here.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to go down there.
I think that.
All right, let's podcast closer to Tally. Let's see how close we can podcast to Tally.
This is a challenge I can accept.
Oh, my God. Look at that Admiral Akbar going down the escalator without a helmet on.
Wow.
He's just got his mask. He's breaking the character.
And he has the nice bell bottoms with the white shoes. I never figured out how their fins fit into.
Yeah, that's very true. Stay in character, buddy. Come on. All right, let's see how close we can get to Tally.
What would you say? We're 20 feet from her?
I don't know. It's like 5 minutes later, and we are meters away from Tally.
Yes.
Look at all these people getting autographs. I've never envied anyone any more than these Tally autographers that aren't me.
I'm super jealous. These people just I don't know. They don't look as excited as you and I were if we were to be in that line.
I'm more excited that they're getting an autograph than they are.
I feel like that's true.
Get with it.
I mean, I would be jumping up and down with excitement.
I'm very taken.
She is quite amazing.
I'm tempted to get an autograph. But I was going to bring... What I wanted to get autographed was my A-Wing. Like my Tally A-Wing.
Yes.
So I'd have to buy another one here and get that signed. So.
Worth it.
All right. We've got to think about it. Can't just leap into Tally autographs. Maybe she's sold out, you know? How much is the Tally autograph?
I don't think it's quite... More than $50. So much more than $50. Maybe $60.
Not Hamill value. All right. Interesting. All right.
On my best was $83.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
a
bargain.
And I paid $100 for Billy D.
Okay.
So I feel like Tally would somewhere in the $50 to $70 range.
Well, Tally
Even
lives.
Though she's worth $100.
Look at her. Tally lives.
Beautiful. I love that they've got... That picture is great, by the way. Oh, her name's Hermione.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Hermione Caulfield. I follow her on Instagram. She's a model and actress model.
Really?
Yeah, I know a lot about Tally.
I appreciate your knowledge of Tally.
This has been your Tally segment on the podcast.
Cheers.
Tally lives. Justice for Tally.
Justice for Tally.
Yes. All right, you guys, it's 7:01, and we are outside of the convention center in Hoth-esque. If you live in West Hollywood, this is Hoth. It is cold. I'm here with Struthers, Eric Struthers from Bad Motivators. How is it? What planet does this resemble from where you live?
Earth, man. I live in the Midwest, and it's a little bit colder than where I'm from, but this is not bad at all.
All right. Araj, you're in California. How are you finding this weather out here?
This is... my nipples are... I can cut glass with them. That's all I have to say.
Jesus. Glass cutters.
Man.
Wow. Well, we're waiting for our ride shares, and... Then we're going to go get pizza. And so that's the end of today's podcast. But we're going to go into After Dark mode. So if you're on the Patreon, you'll get some... after this, you'll get to find out what we do then. So there's some good sizzle. But thanks to everyone for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please retweet it. And thanks to Paul Jones in Australia from the Geek Dudes podcast. And Hey Hey, It's the Podcast, for doing our editing and getting it up early for us. I do... If you're going to go check out that Geek Dudes podcast, though, just be warned about the language and the adult themes. Like Johnny Grasso loves that podcast, so that should give you a fair warning. Johnny Grasso's just over there, heard himself get mentioned and was delighted.
He was so excited.
All right, so tomorrow we've got... we can podcast in the lift if it ever comes, so we don't have to stop. All right, now we're in the lift, you guys, and we've got some... Oh, no, the music was great.
It's Arabian song.
I love it.
I like it, man.
Yeah. Yeah. sitting here in the lift. Lift's legit.
Save the raps for later on. That's an After Dark special, buddy.
Oh, that's right. I got a good one.
All right, so first day, preview day, lots of fun. What was your little highlight, Jonathan Grasso?
My highlight was being told that my email situation is going to be resolved and I will be in the Episode 9 Mando and Galaxy Edge panels tomorrow.
Nice. Struthers, what was your highlight?
Well, today I managed to pick up 3 pretty sweet 6-inch Black Series battle droids.
Ooh.
One for me and one for each of my kids.
Oh, well, that keeps the family together. And Araj, pass the mic. It's like a rap gig.
Pass the mic. It's good. Beastie Boys album. The highlight tonight was just hanging out with everybody, actually. We got in there a little bit late, but hanging out with all of our listeners and friends, that was the best possible thing we could do. It was great.
Nice. Well, we're heading out to pizza. Tomorrow's a huge day with Episode 9, and we'll be recording live in the panel. Live reaction, and then we might have some real special surprises after that. So make sure you're subscribed. Thanks so much. leave a sweet review on iTunes, all that good stuff. Retweet, spread the word, pod it forward. Enjoy your Star Wars celebration, whether you are here or you're living vicariously through Johnny Grasso's email complaints at home. Enjoy it. It's going to be an awesome weekend, and may that force be with you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.